Chinese authorities are racing to contain a fast-spreading Omicron outbreak, but they're struggling to move fast enough. This week, millions of residents living in the cities of Tangshan and Shenyang in the north were put under varying levels of lockdown. Nationwide, thousands of new infections continue to be reported daily, and officials are still responding with rigid mass testing, contact tracing and quarantine, an approach they call dynamic zero COVID.
We have the necessary groundwork, the right circumstances and the capability to implement a dynamic zero infection approach. These past years of epidemic prevention have proven it's effective and in line with China's reality.
The first deaths from the virus since 2020 were recorded on Saturday. Dozens of officials have been sacked for failing to control local outbreaks. In the southern city of Shenzhen, videos of rare protests against extended lockdowns are posted on social media. Most of those living in the tech hub resumed normal life on Monday, but some neighborhoods remain closed off. While frustrated voices may not be enough to change the government's approach to the pandemic, the health of the economy is proving more of a concern. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed the need to minimize the impact on productivity.
What we are seeing is a slightly more nuanced approach. How do you work around COVID zero? How do you make it more targeted? I would call it COVID zero 2.0, perhaps, to really figure out, okay, how do you, because you cannot shut commerce down. So what are the mechanisms you need to come up with?
Shanghai, the country's main financial hub, has avoided mass lockdown despite rising infections, though Disneyland and other entertainment venues have been closed until further notice. Doctors in the northeastern province of Jilin have begun treating COVID patients with Pfizer drug Paxlovid, though foreign-made vaccines are still banned. Authorities say most of China's population is vaccinated with homegrown jabs, but lower rates among the elderly remain a concern. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.